Hi, I'm Scott Miller, host of Career on Course, where our vision is in the coming months and years to interview hundreds, if not thousands, of career experts to bring to you all the details you need to make better career decisions for you. We will have piercingly insightful conversations with an occupational therapist, a software developer, a wind turbine technician, pastry chef, event planner, chief financial officer, a barber, you name it. If the career exists, I'm going to interview them and bring to you what's the day in the life look like? What are the ups and the downs? What are the interpersonal conflicts? How do you pivot out? How do you stay in? When people burn out, why do they leave? Every question you might have, I'm intending to ask a wide variety of career professionals so that this podcast can help you pick better. Let's get started with getting your career on course. Welcome to the Career on Course podcast. I'm your host, Scott Miller, and the author of the book by the same name, Career on Course, 10 Strategies to Take Your Career from Accidental to Intentional. Today's topic is the second reason why people get fired. There's five reasons from my research of interviewing hundreds of chief human resource officers, chief people officers, chief talent officers. The first reason, the top reason people get fired is they lack judgment. Number two is they lack self-awareness. Now, this is a topic that I'm obsessed with. I write about it in all seven of my books because let me tell you a short story. In my own 35-year career, 25 of which have been as a formal leader of people, I've interviewed probably 400 or 500 people for jobs. I've hired probably close to 80 or 90 people across my career, and I've had to terminate, fire 17 people. It never gets easier, by the way. Unless you are a sociopath and you have a conscience, it's tough to fire people. If you're not nervous about it, then there's something wrong with you. It doesn't get easier. It just becomes better for them. But my point in this podcast episode is it's never been the case that I have fired someone because they lacked the technical competence to do the job they were hired for. They had the degree. They had the skills. They had the certificate or the credential. What they didn't have is knowledge of what it was like to work with them. They had generally very low self-awareness. They had no idea what it was like to join the Monday morning team meeting with them or the Zoom or Teams call. They had no idea what it was like to collaborate on a project with them or report to them. They had no idea what it was like to stand in a trade show booth for 3 days with them and listen to them complain or criticize the customers or the company or trash the competition or lie. All of us have improvement on our self-awareness. Trust me amongst the first of you, because as much as I preach about it, I don't fully know what it's like to work for me, to be married to me, to be parented by me, to go to a dinner party with me, to play tennis with me. I think I'm perfect. I think I'm fun. I think I'm smart. I think I'm reasonably handsome. I think I'm the life of the party. No, I actually can be quite fatiguing. This is my natural voice level. For some of you, you're repulsed by my energy, my sort of machine gun personality. Others might be magnetized by it, but the point of the matter is, I also have low self-awareness. And when I lower my voice, calm down a bit, spread out my cadence, some of you, your heart rate's actually going down right now. Maybe you're liking me for the first episode. But because I have a shred of self-awareness, I recognize that my natural style, which is up here and at this speed, doesn't resonate with everyone. And it's because I'm mildly self-aware that I have to calibrate my energy, my creativity, my propensity to always be first, to always raise my hand first, to be the smartest person in the room. I have to sometimes step back, step down. Sometimes I have to leave meetings because I know that I'm generally incapable, like biologically incapable of not talking over people and of dominating the conversation. I'm working on it. But this is at age 56, this is 56 years of ingrained responses and styles that I have, that you have also. We all have blind spots. And the only way to become more self-aware of what it's like to lead you, what it's like to work with you, is to ask other people, is to be very curious and open to feedback and have great feedback loops in, so that you can lower your blind spots and become more self-aware. If you found this podcast valuable, I'd love a 5-star review. If you think I deserve it, please subscribe. Invite your family, friends, and colleagues to listen and subscribe to the Career on Course podcast. In our next episode, we'll highlight the third reason people get fired, and that's because they lack character. Thanks for listening to today's Career on Course podcast. I hope you are on fire. I hope you are inspired, focused, and ready for what is next for you. Perhaps you've had some clarity on a job you need to quit. Maybe you're enlightened about a career you never even knew existed, or you have key questions answered to make you focused on your next career journey. If you found the content of this podcast helpful, I'd suggest a next great step is to read the book that I've written called Career on Course, 10 Strategies to Take Your Career from Accidental to Intentional. It's available in hardcover, print, audio, and digital anywhere books are sold. We'd love to have you dig back into more episodes and refer any family, friends, or colleagues in case they want to get their career back on course.